Good morning, Johan Els, and the thought for today on OFM. Overthrowing that spirit of heaviness. How? You know, it's very good to read it in the Bible. It's very good to hear the preacher talking about it. It's very good to read it in some other little booklet or wherever. But doing it practically, how do I do that? How do I overthrow the spirit of heaviness? Perhaps you just woke up with that spirit of heaviness this morning. Perhaps you're just so downcasted. Well, practically, to overthrow the spirit of heaviness, the Bible tells me recognize it. Recognize it. Recognize the spirit of heaviness. This is not you, firstly. When I recognize the spirit of heaviness, I start to understand it's not me. I'm a child of God. And that is not God's will for me to have a spirit of heaviness over me. Romans 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who and what can be against us?" Bring them on. Bring them on. Who or what can be against me? There may be people trying to be against me. There may be life situations trying to be against me, but God is for me and I stand upon His word. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say of all these things? These things causing the spirit of heaviness? I have to recognize the spirit of heaviness to overthrow it. And I know I do that with God's word. Not with any motivational stuff, only God's word. Romans 8:31. What shall I then say of these things are the spirit of heaviness, causing the spirit of heaviness? I shall say this, God is for me. What and who can be against me? Start doing that, and you will overthrow the spirit of heaviness.